Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day, when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast number 33, season 2, episode 13, Mr. and Mrs. Mitsplix. So yes, he's now on Supergirl, and boy oh boy, he was fun. He was kind of like fresh breath air as Mon-El and Kara were about to, you know, get it on. But then Mitsplix, of course, comes in and wreaks havoc. This episode aired on, February the 20th, 2017. We're slowly catching up, but don't worry, we'll get there. We're only, after this one, we're 3 shy as of this Friday, so we'll get there. And the ratings went up for Mitsplix, so it looks like there's a lot of fans. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to be talking about that episode. Let me read the quick synopsis so you know what we're talking about. Mitsplix, an imp with powers to manipulate reality purposes, marries Kara, who refuses, making him to take it as a challenge. Mon-El suggests killing Mitsplix, which she rejects. Mitsplix summons Parasite to attack National City before killing it in order to impress her. Failing, Mon-El inadvertently reveals that another way to remove imps is by getting them to say or spell their names backwards. Later, Wynn discovers a device in the DEO's collection that is connected to the fifth dimension energy that Mitsplix draws power from. Mon-El attempts to use it to duel with Mitsplix to the death. Mitsplix eventually gains the upper hand and tries to kill Mon-El, only for Kara to arrive and agree to marry him. He later arrives at the Fortress of Solitude, which was epic always, for his wedding, but Kara states that she will not marry him. Angered, he attacks her, but she stops the battle by locking the fortress down and activating the self-destruct sequence. Mitsplix begs for the code to stop the countdown, but after inputting the code, realizes that it spells his name backwards and defeated. Mon-El and Kara develop bromance. Meanwhile, Wynn starts dating Lyra Stayard, an alien from Starhaven. So there you go. Wynn gets a girl. Supergirl gets her boy. And we get rid of this imp from the fifth dimension, Mitsplix. So call in. We're live right now for the next couple of minutes. Our number is 646-668-2311. Again, thank you for downloading the podcast. Much love to all of you. You know I'm here for you. Come on. All right. We have a first caller, area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up, man?
What's up, sir?
No, that Snapchat I sent you earlier today. Yeah.
Yeah.
That girl I told you about. Yeah. Ignore me all day today.
But guess what? We're talking about superheroes, and here we are with Supergirl and Mitsplix. Well, what do you think of him?
He's pretty neat. I liked him, the way he was proposing to Kara. And plus, that week was the week that my friend John got married, and he – I'm trying to think here. I hope he missed it, but I love the humor in the episode. I mean, gosh, it was so cool. I love her wedding dress. I mean, gosh,
she's really beautiful.
And her voice, I mean, I know we can't, I'm just dying to talk about that Flash and musical episode. But man, her singing voice.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that.
Gosh.
I know.
But yeah,
she's really good.
Like,
all around. Mm-hmm. So yeah, one of my favorite moments, of course, is at the Fortress of Solitude. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How epic is it to have Supergirl and Mitsu Bleaks at the Fortress? I love how they kind of kept the Smallville / Superman movies type of fortress.
Yeah, me too.
Never fails.
That
was one of my favorite. And then another favorite was also his introduction. At first, I'm like, who the hell is this? And then, of course, when he says his name, you're like, oh my gosh, they're already here. I didn't think they were going to get so soon to him. Did you?
Yeah, I know. No. I mean, like at the end of the episode,
might as well bring Brainiac at this point.
I know. Come on, people. Let's get Brainiac. No more Katniss. Let's just get Brainiac in the picture. I'm freaking tired of this whole Katniss plot. I mean, Jesus. Dumb. And then Mix. And I love the way how she called him Mixie. I love that nickname.
Right?
She did.
Little nickname.
I love that. And then Mon-El.
I know, she's
in love with Kara. Yeah, and Mon-El is so in love with Kara. And
they're a good match. I'm not too, you know, mad about Mon-El. I think he's a good addition to the show. I just think the writers don't know what to do with him, you know?
Yeah, I know. But when he becomes Superboy, that'd be interesting.
Ooh, I would love that. Superboy and Supergirl? Are you kidding me?
Yes. That could happen.
That's awesome. Did you read that anywhere, or did you just make that up right now?
I just made it up right now because we had.
Oh, that's great, dude.
On,
you should tell
on
people online that you just made up that, and who knows? You might be the first one to call it.
Yeah, because they do have Mon-El.
I never thought of that. That would make a lot of sense that Mon-El would be Superboy.
Yeah, that'd be very, very cool if they did that, because if he gets his own suit, his own cape, and learns to fly with his girlfriend. And like, man, that'd be so freaking cool. His only powers are speed and strength.
One of my friends said, well, what kind of powers does Mon-El have? I'm like, well, he's pretty much Superman, but without being called Superman. He could do everything. He could fly, laser eyes, you know, heat vision, cold breath.
Do you realize how cool it would be to see his costume made by Lynn? I mean that would be so freaking cool. Because remember,
it'll probably be better than the
one
Superman has in the TV show.
Yeah, way better. But yeah, Mr. Mixel Pitalik was so good. I liked it. And that part in the Fortress of Solitude scene, I liked it. I mean, it took them like several episodes. I mean, come on, guys. Be happy. Kiss them. Kiss them for crying out loud. And finally,
give her something.
I know.
Right.
Poor thing.
All right, Matt, give us your favorite scenes. I've already shared mine for this episode. Let the audience know what your favorite scenes were and why.
My favorite scenes would have to be first the intro when Mixo Pickalick shows up and wants to marry Kara. And then I liked that scene in the Fortress of Solitude. And I did like that scene when she's...
I know, that was Joel my favorite.
Kind of like turned alive. And that I loved that scene at the very end when Kara and Mon-El finally confess their love for each other.
I know, it's about time, right?
And they kiss. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that was just so good. That end scene there. And it's so good that Wynn has somebody in his life now, too.
I know. It's kind of sad that it has to be an alien, but hey, whatever floats your boat, right?
Yep. And I like Mon-El a lot from the start. At first, I was kind of off about him because his relationship with Kara. And
me too.
Down the line,
he came off kind of cocky, you know, not likable.
Yeah, because he is the Prince of Daxam. So like, it was such a great episode. It was one of those fun episodes. I was laughing. I was yelling at my TV.
That's,
and,
yeah. That's exactly what I said at the beginning of the podcast. It's one of those fun episodes that you just like, okay, this is where we're going.
And then
and the effects were good for him, right? For Mitsplik.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And then that one scene when he disguised himself as Superman. I love scene. That was cool.
That was cool. It had the big M emblem for Mitsplik.
Yeah. It was pretty good, I have to say. It's just so good to see Kara happy finally.
Finally, yes. Thank you, Reiners.
Yeah, thank you
for making it happen.
For
having Kara have a love interest and finally be happy because Alex now has one, and now Wynn has one, and the only one that doesn't have one is John.
Jimmy.
Jimmy
or John, yeah. But I liked it. It was funny and fun, and it was just so good. I hope these next few episodes of Supergirl is going to be amazing too.
Right,
I know
and it was pretty creative.
The finale. Yeah,
I was going to say
it
was pretty creative how they made him spell out his name because of the code.
Yeah, because she did it in the Fortress of Solitude. I mean, wow.
Exactly.
And then trying to think.
Because when I saw him appear, I'm like, okay, great. How are they going to make him do that? You know, say his name or say it backwards or spell it out.
And then I love that scene how in the opening scene where Mon-El and Karin were about to get together and Mix-o-Pickle-ick snaps his fingers and he's in the DEO.
Yeah.
I love that part too. That was very funny.
I mean, it had a lot of great moments. It's one of those rewatchable episodes. How many times have you seen it, Matt?
I've watched it a few times. I go online and watch them right after they air.
I've seen it twice now. I want to see it again.
Mr. and Mrs. Mix-o-Pickle-ick was great. It was good.
Yeah. So far, Matt, which episode is your favorite for this season? So far,
you're gonna. I have to say, this past week's episode, the way it ended.
Yeah.
And then the Supergirl
that was fun
musical crossover. I mean, gosh, it was so fun. I mean, to see Malcolm Merlyn singing. I mean, that was crazy.
It was crazy, and then Stein and
Joe.
Yeah. All right, but we're already talking too much about that. All right, Matt, do you have anything else you want to talk about Mr. and Mrs. Mitsplik? How do you say it? Well, how do you pronounce it, Matt?
Mitsplik. That's how I say it the right way. Mitsplik. So, yeah, not much. I just, if they do, I mean, come on, guys. If they do Mitsplik, bring Brainiac, bring Darkseid.
Bring them on. I'm ready.
Bring the Legion of Superheroes. I mean,
exactly.
Stop them with the whole Cadmus crap and bring in the Legion of Superheroes.
They
got to
cut
the Legion of Superheroes.
Cadmus. No one's buying
it's
it.
It's getting lame.
And then really, out of all the villains, we're going to go with the Luthers again? I'm like, come on. Just end that storyline. Put a pause on it.
One thing I heard, there's going to be a crossover between Felicity, Kara, and Lena Luthor coming up, I think.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
I heard.
All right, Matt.
Well,
I'm gonna close this podcast. I want to thank you again, sir, for calling every week to talk about our favorite show, of course, Supergirl. Matt, do you want to give a shout out before we end the show?
Supergirl is such a great show. Watch it. It airs every Monday night. If only Gotham would air at 9 on the same channel. All right, guys. Good night. See you on the Flash Talk.
All right, Matt. Thank you so much. And this concludes our Supergirl Talk podcast. Have a good night.